Quartet members called on Israel and the Palestinians to return to peace talks and reach agreement on a Palestinian state within 2 years. They condemned Israeli plans to build 1,600 new homes in a part of Jerusalem seized in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The quartet urges the government of Israel to freeze all settlement activity, including natural growth, dismantle outposts erected since March 2001, and to refrain from demolitions and evictions in East Jerusalem.
U.S. Mideast envoy George Mitchell was due to begin indirect proximity talks with Israel and the Palestinians, but the U.S. put the talks on hold after Israel announced construction plans. Meanwhile, the situation on the ground continued to deteriorate. In Hebron, on the occupied West Bank, Palestinians threw rocks at Israeli troops, and Israeli soldiers responded with tear gas. In Jerusalem, Israeli troops clashed with rock-throwing Palestinians, and security forces restricted access to Muslim holy sites to avoid unrest there. Early Friday, Israel fired missiles into Gaza, retaliating against rockets launched at Israel from the Strip on Thursday. In Moscow, Secretary Clinton said she expects to see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington. Clinton and Mr. Netanyahu are both speaking at the National Conference of AIPAC, the main pro-Israel lobby. Relations between the U.S. and Israel have been strained since Israel announced the new housing units in East Jerusalem.
Our relationship is ongoing. It is deep and broad. It is strong and enduring. And we believe that the launch of the proximity talks is very much in Israel's interests as it is in the interests of the Palestinians.
George Mitchell is to meet in the coming days with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in hopes of restarting the peace talks. Robert Rafel, VOA News.